Best of Inside the Locker Room is brought to you by Fedeus Mechanical.
You guys talked about that play at all? Because, I mean, it looked like, you know, there's a chance you guys could have scored there. I mean, maybe one more lateral, or maybe just like next time how to space it out better. I mean, it was kind of a crazy play. I mean, it was so close to, and that would have changed a lot of stuff, because then you're up by five there instead of like the three, or about the, you know, it would have really been interesting to see what had happened, or the two there, I should say.
Yeah, if you had a 2-point play, you know, do what you got to do to get it in, because even if they get the ball back, they can't, you know, just tackle and make them, you know, the play is over. You
right.
You don't get on field position or nothing. So just do what you got to do to get it in. But that 2-point play, we know 21, he always runs a slant when he's out at one. So for us, he's at one, he's going to run a slant. The only time he run a go is when he's by himself and it's a two-receiver set. I mean, just another receiver over there. So it was we knew what was coming. We just had to catch it, catch the ball.
Did you guys ever say to DJ watching that play again, man, you should just run Russell Wilson over?
We told him. He's like, hey, at the end, you should just pitch it to Dunny.
Yeah.
Dunny was ready to go.
Yeah.
He's ready, and he can go.
Oh, he can go.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I seen it, too. I'm saying, you throw that Dunny, that's a touchdown. He's like, man, I ain't even seen him. I was like, yeah, I bet you was tired.